And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 17th of April, 2025. April 17th is Bat Appreciation Day. Bats are flying mammals. With their forelimbs adapted as wings, they are the only mammals capable of true and sustained flight. Bats are more agile in flight than most birds, flying with their very long spread-out digits covered with a thin membrane. There are more than 1,400 species of bats. That's about a quarter of all total mammal species. Bats range from tiny bumblebee bats weighing less than a U.S. penny to giant flying foxes with nearly 6-foot wingspans. A single brown bat can eat around 1,200 mosquitoes in 1 hour. Bat navigation systems, echolocation, are believed to be, on an ounce-per-ounce, watt-per-watt basis, billions of times more efficient than anything similar developed by humans. Bats have highly sophisticated social systems, strikingly similar to those of higher primates, elephants, and dolphins, sharing information and food, and even adopting orphans. California leaf-nosed bats can hear cricket footsteps, survive desert heat for months at a time without drinking a drop of water, and need only starlight to see tiny sleeping insects in foliage. Fishing bats can detect objects as fine as a human hair on a pond surface and use huge flattened toes and claws to snatch minnows from the water. Pallid bats are immune even to the deadliest stings of scorpions and centipedes on which they feed. Many moths listen for bat echolocation and flee when a bat is heard, but some bats simply rely on hunting frequencies that are too high or too low for moths to hear, evading detection like stealth bombers. Bats can live up to 41 years in the wild, still able to chase down flying insects for dinner. Bats, not birds or bees, are the world's most effective long-distance pollinators. Chemical pesticides, agricultural expansion, deforestation, and development are the biggest threats to bat survival. A shift away from animal products would reduce global agricultural land use by up to 75%, freeing up space for wildlife and natural habitats. It's the birthday of Dr. Angie Sadeghi, born on this day in 1973. Dr. Angie Sadeghi is an American physician and specialist in gastroenterology and weight loss. Through her own personal experience, she discovered a plant-based diet was great for maintaining a healthy weight. Dr. Sadeghi spends her time educating patients on how a plant-based diet can reverse and prevent disease. She's also a fitness fanatic and competed in 2 bodybuilding competitions in 2015. She wrote, "I always tell my patients that if it wasn't because of the meat and dairy industry, I would be out of practice. There would be so few colon cancers in the world that we would probably not need to perform screening colonoscopies anymore. There would be so few patients with IBS that it would probably cut down on half of all GI visits. There would be so few patients with gut bacterial imbalance that probiotic pills would never even exist. And of course, last but not least, there would be no lactose intolerance, which is the most common cause of diarrhea in this country." And it's the birthday of Rooney Mara, born on this day in 1985. Rooney Mara is the girl with the dragon tattoo star and is a vegan and partner to vegan actor Joaquin Phoenix. Mara was excited to share her favorite vegan foods with fellow cast members of Ain't Them Bodies Saints through a vegan dinner during the Sundance Film Festival. Mara has also recently launched a vegan clothing and accessory line called Hyreth. And finally, it's the birthday of Max Lamanna, born on this day in 1989. Max Lamanna is an award-winning author and low-waste chef whose casual approach to cooking has captivated an audience of over 1.5 million followers across his social media accounts. Inspired by his own life experience, Max creates simple, affordable dishes that use as much of each ingredient as possible. His viral, easy-to-follow recipe videos have racked up over 1 billion views. His debut cookbook, More Plants, Less Waste, was named Most Sustainable Cookbook at the 2020 Gourmand World Cookbook Awards. His most recent cookbook has been translated in 7 languages. You can cook this. And here is a nursery rhyme for today. Bee was a bat. Bee was a bat who slept all the day and fluttered about when the sun went away. Bee, beautiful brown bat. Bee was a bat. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder, the best thing we can do for bats and all wildlife is live vegan.